You're listening to SBS News.
Tighter COVID-19 restrictions in Sydney haven't resulted in a decline in COVID-19 infections. New South Wales has recorded 136 new cases of local transmission, with 53 in the community while infectious. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says the outbreak poses a threat to the whole of Australia.
I have advised the government that this is a national emergency and requires additional measures to reduce the case numbers. The actions taken to date have averted many cases, but what we are not seeing is the turnaround that we would have liked to see at this stage.
She's recommended urgent additional measures, including the redirection of COVID-19 vaccines to local government areas in southwestern Sydney and western Sydney, where case numbers are highest. She suggested additional first doses of the Pfizer vaccine be released for use in workers in critical industries there who are under 40.
Under 40s would not have been routinely eligible for vaccination in terms of Pfizer. And what I've recommended to government is we urgently do mass vaccination of those workers to stem the transmission risk.
To free up shots for mass vaccination, the usual 3-week interval between the first and second doses of the Pfizer jab may have to be extended to 6 weeks. And existing bookings for second doses may have to be cancelled. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the measure is worth considering.
We would prefer to have more people have at least one dose of Pfizer than hold back the second dose rather than have more people without any vaccine whatsoever.
But speaking after a national cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ruled out sending more doses to New South Wales. He says the state has already been given an additional 150,000 doses.
Where there is a potential to put more vaccines into New South Wales, even beyond what we're already doing, well, of course, we will seek to do that. But we are not going to disrupt the vaccination program around the rest of the country. That vaccination program is going and is hitting as it marks, and we want that to continue.
New South Wales has recorded another COVID-19 death, an 89-year-old man. The state's health minister, Brad Hazzard, has implored people to get vaccinated as soon as possible, and he said not to listen to scaremongers.
Understand, for example, that if you're over 60 and you get the virus, you have a 1 in 200 chance of dying. If you're over 50, you have a 1 in 500 chance of dying if you get the virus. As opposed to that, if you have the vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, it protects you to the extent that your chances of actually dying are 1 in 2 million.
Stricter local lockdown orders have been expanded to include people living in the Cumberland and Blacktown local government areas. The Premier says no one can leave those LGAs unless they're a critical worker.
The list for what is critical, obviously, or authorised already exists. So we do ask citizens to look at those lists to make sure they don't leave their local government area, which is defined by the suburbs in which they live, unless they work in health, aged care, or are on that authorised list.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has described New South Wales as on fire with the virus. He's called for routes out of Sydney to be blocked. Such a harsh measure was implemented in Melbourne during Victoria's second wave last year. Police and Australian Defence Force personnel manned key exit points on the city's fringe to stop people travelling into regional areas.
It is a national responsibility. The Sydneysiders are locked into Sydney. We need a ring of steel around Sydney so that this virus is not spreading into other parts of our nation. Let's focus on fixing what's going on in Sydney. Let's focus on not spreading what's going on in Sydney across the rest of our country. We will finish up with the whole country locked down if we don't do this properly.
The Prime Minister says there was discussion on the topic at National Cabinet. He says the New South Wales Premier is responsible for the management of the outbreak and a decision on a ring of steel is hers to make. He says the state already has a strong lockdown in place.
There's nothing light about the lockdown in Sydney, I can assure you. My family are in it. I'm quite certain that people living in Greater Sydney do not feel they're under loose restrictions. They are under very tight restrictions.
Victoria has recorded 14 new local COVID-19 cases. All have been linked to known outbreaks, and 10 were in quarantine for their entire infectious period. South Australia has reported just one new case in its current cluster, a man in his 60s linked to the Tenafique Creek Winery near One Tree Hill, north of Adelaide. The result comes on the back of another day of record testing, with over 23,000 swabs processed yesterday. Premier Stephen Marshall says it's cause for optimism, but officials will still need to monitor the situation as the state's week-long lockdown continues.
This is very encouraging news, but of course we are still at day three of a seven-day lockdown, so there's plenty of time to go that we really need to still continue to monitor this situation.
In Queensland, a Qantas flight attendant has tested positive with a Delta variant. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says she may have been infectious while working on half a dozen regional flights between the 11th and 13th of July.
She crewed 6 flights during that period between Brisbane, Longreach, Gladstone and Hervey Bay. It is absolutely urgent that we get every passenger on those flights tested as soon as possible. Queensland Health is standing up testing capacity in those locations.
The detection of COVID-19 fragments in Byron Bay, about an hour from the Queensland border, also has the state government concerned.
New South Wales is not yet aware of any cases in Byron Bay, but clearly given the fact that Byron is within the border zone that we announced yesterday and implemented overnight, we'll be monitoring that very, very closely.
New Zealand is suspending the Trans-Tasman travel bubble with Australia from midnight. Quarantine-free travel will cease for at least 8 weeks. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has urged New Zealanders to come home.
For New Zealanders in Australia, we are absolutely committed to getting you home. For the next 7 days, we will have managed return flights for New Zealanders from all states and territories. Only New Zealand citizens and those ordinarily resident in New Zealand will be able to fly home.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.